Hello, my name is Rosemary Cooper Clark and I'm a leadership coach and consultant. In this recording, I'm going to talk about acquiring good customers. Now, I've been coaching one of my business clients on their customer acquisition strategy, which raised my usual challenge to businesses who say, "We want more customers." Yes, everyone seems to want more customers, but is there an assumption that all customers are good customers, or that more customers includes the fact that they are also good? Of course, the key question is, what is a good customer for my business? This is the subject for this recording and builds on an earlier one on how to choose your market. Why is it important? Good customers are easier to work with, stay with you longer, and probably generate more value. So before you develop your strategy, or even if your current one is just go out and tell everyone what we do in the hope that somebody will then come back to you, why not take some time out to do some customer analysis by following these four steps? First of all, sit down and think, what makes a good customer for you? List out those attributes. It may well be they're easy to work with. They pay on time. They don't demand overly much in the way of resources. They give you repeat business. They refer others. They have similar values. Make the list up according to what really is good for you and your business. Secondly, score each of your current customers and past customers against each of those attributes. Then add up and analyse the results. That's step three. What do they tell you? Is there a profile there? If there is, then step four asks you to find the markets and the places where you might find customers who fit this profile. Then you can develop your plan to target and acquire these good customers. So do you use this approach already? Do you have another approach that works? Whatever it is, I wish you all the very best. Until next time, Rosemary Cooper Clark from CC Consulting, leadership coach and consultant.